Intro now. What's up, clock's running? Podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Ant.
We're here at
Big Louie's.
Big Louie. We got all the meat we can handle. We're here with all of our pals. Got Lance, Katura, Avery, Sean, and Christopher.
Whoa.
You see how that was such a buzzkill? Christopher decided to come hang out with us tonight.
Yeah, man, we are in San Antonio for the Flag Fest, USA Flag Fest. First day in the books. How do you think it went?
I think it went well.
Yeah?
It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Go ahead. No, tell me about your golf cart, because I'm sure that you...
Well, I mean, Lance commandeered it most of the day.
Okay.
It was fine.
Yep.
It was a good day. It was a fun day. You know, I think we started off as just a couple fields, just to, you know, didn't really do, you know, something over the top, but we, you know, we had a good time.
Okay, so what formats did we have today?
We had women's non-contact, we had five non-contact, rec, and the amateur. And then we had high school sevens.
Okay, I just got to talk. Let's bring that up first. I got to talk about sevens. I brought it up last week that it doesn't make any sense to me that college is still using sevens. Now high school is getting sanctioned, and it's using sevens.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but as an official, there is nothing going on in sevens.
I mean, but it's a short field. It's supposed to be more exciting, right? What was the scores of your game?
There were a couple blowouts. And then, I don't know, 18-13 kind of.
Well, that's a good game. That's what we call a good game. That's a one-score game. John, what do you think?
Pizza.
John, our senior pizza correspondent.
That was terrible. Y'all still play sevens in Texas?
We play a little bit of sevens now. We play, they're trying to bring four-man back, which I think is a dead format. But yeah, sevens is taking over. The new format, the new field size. I'm a fan of it now. It's easier to locate, but yeah, sevens is starting to move because eight-man is done.
Okay, eight-man's done, and you think fours is done too?
I think
fours,
though, people don't have
the athletes for fours. Okay, fair enough. They also don't have guys like George Cascudo that could sling the rock.
Yeah,
he did back in 97.
Right.
Dice him up.
Okay, fair enough. Jacob, how do you feel about that? You feel like changing the field size and everything, it brings sevens back into the relevance of
it? I think it definitely gave a new kind of thunder to the game. It adds, you know, adds a little bit of spice. But I think sevens is still sevens. It's slow. It's, you know, it's very very calculated on what you do. It's, you know, it's a good format, but it's like Chun said, it's dying out.
Yeah,
you know, fours is also, you know, I think fours is still fun, but I think fours is doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, basically at this point, I mean, I guess if you are able to play fours and fives, it gives you another non-contact format to play.
Yep.
But I agree with Sean as far as you got to have the athletes because there's so much space. And you miss one flag, and there's
your hose. Absolutely.
You know, so you're in man coverage all the time. I mean, it's just it just feels like it's very, you know, kind of singular. This is it. This is the game. Nothing different can ever happen with it. Where I feel like fives, there's so much more schemes. The game continues to evolve. Whether it's women's, men's. I mean, women aren't even playing fours.
But, you know, that could be a fun thing, you know? I mean, maybe we introduce that for the women's division.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, hey, so also something fun we're doing tonight, we're also on IG Live right now. So we are listening. We are getting some questions over there. Pop Mims, you know, fan slayer.
What?
He also, Pop Mims says, who did the champs team's presentations? So I think we kind of, you know, we shared the, you know, the wealth with that. Sean knocked it out of the park with two of them. And Lance wrapped up the day and knocked it out of the park with the last one of the day. So, you know, Oh, look, hey, but you know what? Also got to shout out my guy, Kevin, you know, because, yeah, we do look a little tacky, but, hey, you know what? We're always grateful for tacky, and get tacky barking. You know, if you want your ball to be able to be in top pristine condition, you need a tacky ball. Hey, Sean, can you give your best let's go for Craig?
No, sir.
All right, hold on. Lance.
You have to win for that. You got to win.
And there were no winners with okay, anyways. Lance, can you give your best let's go in your award ceremony?
Let's go!
I think he's got to do a better arm pump, but I think it's, you know, that's not bad. It's not
All right, the next thing I want to bring up, Jacob. All right. Okay, so we had a little wreck, amateur fives going on today.
Recreation division, not a car wreck. Like,
yeah. Anyways. Okay. Cool. Wait a
minute. Go ahead, sorry.
No, it's just fine. I had an eye all the whole direction I was going to go.
And well, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
So anyway, how many pro players were there today playing on the wreck fields? Do you you have a rough estimate?
1492. I don't know. John, I didn't see any.
Okay.
No, I didn't see any. Christopher, did you see any? Okay. Lance, did you see any? Good, Katura.
Amen.
Lance, you see any pro players playing rec today?
In rec?
Yeah, in rec.
No.
Okay. Avery, did you see any pro players playing in rec today?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. The reason I bring it up is, you know, we had Jeff from Flag Plus Football from Canada on a couple weeks ago.
Shout out Canada.
Hey. and he mentioned how they have a ranking system for all the players that they have, and they've got like 7,000 players in their league.
Okay.
And they've got, you know, there's players that have 97 ranking, 75 ranking, all this stuff. And the way that they prevent sandbagging is through that. If you play in a certain division and the players on your team, their rankings exceed a certain number, they have to move up and they're not allowed to play in a lower division anymore.
Okay.
Do you think that something like that is feasible?
For a tournament circuit, it'd be pretty difficult. I'd also like to point out that there were no bags of sand on the field today. We did not have any bags of sand, but there was no sandbagging. I'm sure the kids come up with a phrase for that. It'd be fun. I don't think that happened today. I do think you could have a ranking system, but you'd be limited to what you did with it. Especially with these tournaments where they're so regional, like you're not seeing a ton of teams from California here. You're not seeing teams from, you know, the Northeast here. You're not seeing a bunch of Florida teams here this weekend in Texas. I definitely don't think you can. It'd be tough to manage something like that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. There's definitely teams that they only go to Tampa in them one regional tournament,
right?
Or something
so
like
how
that.
Could you quantify how that person is? You know,
yeah.
Somebody like Christopher could, you know, only show up to one tournament a year, and, you know, as much of a baller as he is, he's going to drop two passes. You know, not. It's accurate. I lost a bet on that this past tournament. So
it's crazy because I was telling Chun just earlier. I was telling Chun I didn't even know CK was going to be here today.
Christopher, yeah.
And I was just explaining how washed he is, and at this point, he just needs to officiate.
Spin cycle.
It's okay. CK, it is okay.
Yeah, Christopher, it's okay.
To just become an official,
yeah.
You know?
And he's a great official. He's a great official.
Not everybody can sling the rock and continue to play like Pat Alley at 62 years old,
at
right?
64 years old, Pat Alley's still slicing and dicing.
But I got to say this, though, with Pat Alley. It's crazy to me that all of a sudden he has guys like TD, and all these national
because
teams.
Because game recognizes game. Why? It's not that difficult to understand. I don't see what the problem is.
He literally puts every bean of his fiber into his throw to be able to get it 10 yards.
Did you say every bean? What's a bean? What do you have to do for a bean of fiber?
I don't know. It's a lot, though. It's the majority of his fiber.
Like Fiber One. Shout out Fiber One.
Okay, all right. No, that's fair enough. Yeah, I understand. All right. Okay, we just got to wrap it up here with one important topic. Okay, right. Everybody's talking about it. All right, national team. Now we got it approved. Last week we just heard the news that they might vote it in. All right, what are your thoughts on NFL players in the Olympics?
It's simple. It's very simple. Yeah. Who wants to pay serious cash to come watch Jacob Black and Ant DiBenedetto play in the Olympics? Nobody. Who wants to come watch Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Chris
Kennedy?
Everybody. Everybody wants to see that. Everybody wants to see. Even though CK's not catching two passes in a row, they're still going to watch it on the team. High-quality H2O hydration engineer. I think the fact of the matter is they're looking at who's going to sell tickets, right? It's not going to be who's pioneered it. They're not going to look at who's champion for it. That's great and all fantastic, and I really love that for the players. But at the end of the day, they're looking for people who are going to put butts in chairs.
Yeah.
And Jacob Black playing quarterback's not going to do it. Was never going to do it. Shun Evans playing quarterback, unfortunately, not going to do it.
Yeah.
Lance Lou playing quarterback, might do it.
Might.
Probably not, though. And what are your thoughts?
Well, I feel like we have an example of this situation with basketball. There was a point in the Olympics where the Soviet Union beat the United States, and immediately the United States was like, we can't do this with amateur players anymore. We have to switch to NBA players. From there, now we've seen over the year, we had Dream Team, we had, you know, and then the European teams got better. And sure enough, there was a team that lost in the Olympics, and it was
2003.
Right?
There's actually lots of teams that lose in the Olympics. Actually, everybody but one team loses.
Okay,
the
United
Olympics.
States.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and it's not even, it has to be the United States. There's always one winner, though. I think the biggest thing you have to also think about, just for everybody back at home, and it's not good with geography. Soviet Union, that was a big one for them. That's also Russia.
Here's what I love about the Soviet Union, okay, is it was one big, giant country. It's really easy to identify that. It's literally right next to Alaska, okay?
Alaska.
And it's above China. I know exactly where it is. So we were good.
Saying China's not as good as Russia?
All I'm saying is so if the Soviet Union could get back together...
Canceled.
If the Soviet Union could get back together, that would eliminate like 15 countries that I got to think about, okay? And what is this whole thing with North and South Vietnam South and Korea?
All right. We're going.
South Dakota.
We need to get him a world.
Yeah, hey, all right. So check it out. We're going to wrap this up because our 42-inch pizza just showed up to the table. We're going to show this to you guys. Holy guacamole. This is insane. This is absolute. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you can see this thing. That's like three lances.
Whoa, dang
it. Oh, good. We got plates. All right. Hey, so what we're going to do real quick, we're going to, in closing, like, subscribe, share. Follow everything that we got on IG, MySpace, Instagram, Facebook. Clock's running. We're out. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. We'll see y'all next week.
That was a good show.